USA Radio News.
The Senate has voted to advance a sweeping climate and economic bill with the support of all 50 Democrats, bringing elements of President Joe Biden's agenda one step closer to reality.
This bill is a game changer for working families in our economy. I look forward to the Senate taking up this legislation and passing it as soon as possible.
The legislation, called the Inflation Reduction Act, includes major spending to combat climate change and extend health care coverage, paid for with savings on prescription drugs and taxes on corporations. It puts hundreds of billions of dollars towards deficit reduction. A North Carolina county has begun stocking schools with AR-15s to, quote, be prepared in case of a mass shooting. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to publish an updated summary of its COVID guidelines this week. With nearly 500 COVID-related deaths being reported every day in the U.S. on average, there are no significant changes in the current advice to mask, test, or isolate, according to a draft document reviewed by NBC News. The draft advises people should still use high-quality masks indoors in areas with high level of COVID transmission. People are on a hunt for a snake.
More than 800 competitors will be rummaging through Florida's Everglades for the next week or so, looking for invasive Burmese pythons. The hunt began Friday morning and runs through Monday, August 15th. Cash prizes of up to $2,500 are available in both the professional and novice categories for those who remove the most pythons. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Three people were killed just outside the White House and one more was crucially injured when they were struck by lightning as they stood beneath a tree in Lafayette Park.
We are saddened by the tragic loss of life after the lightning strike in Lafayette Park. Our hearts are with the families who lost lives, who lost loved ones, and we are praying for those still fighting for their lives. The National Park Service and local law enforcement have been providing updates, and I would direct you to them for any additional information.
White House Press Secretary, on average, lightning kills 23 people each year in the United States and more than 2,000 globally. The death brought the number in the U.S. killed by lightning in 2022 to 11. A New Jersey man who made up a story about a homeless veteran helping out his then-girlfriend and used the tale to solicit more than hundreds of thousands of dollars in online donations was sentenced to 5 years in state prison. The campaign raised more than $400,000 from about 14,000 donors in about a month and at the time was the largest fraud perpetrated through the crowdfunding platform, according to the prosecutor. Office in New Jersey. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.